He's still breathing. Well, by the looks of him, he has no idea how close he came. I'm assuming Saul Goodman doesn't need to know. Mum's the word.
Are you in the house?
Oh, hey, Skylar. Yeah, it's me.
What the hell are you doing in there?
I'm back.
No. No, you're not back. Walt, you're not back. Get out of there.
Well, it's my house too, Skylar.
No.
I'm staying. Well, end of story.
We had an agreement.
I didn't agree to anything. Look, just come on inside, and we'll talk this through, okay?
No, no. There's nothing to talk about. I am not coming in there until you get out.
Well, suit yourself.
Walt. Walt? What is wrong with you?
Skylar, I have every right to be here.
No, you don't. You don't live here anymore. We're getting a divorce.
I don't agree to a divorce.
Well, it's not up to you. If you don't get out of here right now, I'm going to call the police, and I'm going to tell them everything. I mean it. I want to report a disturbance, please. No, it's not exactly. It's a domestic issue. Okay. They're connecting me. Right hand to God, I will tell them.
Do what you have to do, Skylar. This family is everything to me. Without it, I have nothing to lose.
Fine. Yes, my name is Skylar White. I need police assistance at my home right away. My soon-to-be ex-husband broke into my house, and I need an officer to come and remove him. It's 308 Negra Arroyo Lane. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
coming.
Dad's here?
Great.
Oh, Dad!
Son. How are you?
Are you back? For good?
Well, why are you home so soon?
I'm not.
Hey, I am starving. How about a grilled cheese?
Yeah, sure.
You want one too?
Walter, your dad and I have something we need to discuss. When your sandwich is ready, I'll bring it to your room.
Mom... Can't wait. I haven't seen Dad in, like, forever.
Walter.
How was school?
Good.
Yeah. Over? No, not really. Not really? What does that mean?
So, are you going to be at work tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Hello, ma'am. We were called about a disturbance.
It's more of a trespassing situation, really. Yeah, that was me.
You called the cops on Dad?
I came home from work and he was back. He just moved back into the house and I asked him to leave, but he won't listen. I want him out. I want him out of the house.
Okay, Mrs. White, there's a couple of questions I need to ask you right off the bat, and it's very important that you answer them honestly. Did he strike you?
No.
Has he ever hit you?
No, this is not about violence. This is about trespassing. About him being here against my will.
Okay, trespassing. You're divorced then?
No, working on it. Right now we're separated.
Legally separated.
Well, there's not a court order, if that's what you mean, but we've been living apart for almost 2 weeks, give or take. I changed the locks. Isn't that breaking and entering?
Whose name is on the title to the house?
Both of us. It's jointly owned.
We can't arrest a man for breaking into his own house. Not without a court order requiring he stays away from the premises. Unless he's threatened you or the kids in any way.
No. Not... physically, but having him in the house is just... It's not a good thing. Excuse me.
I got her, honey. Oh, come here. Here we go.
You hungry? You hungry?
Here we go. Oh, that was it. I'm sorry, officer. Where were we?
Disagreements.
Yeah, so we've had our share of that.
I haven't
been the most attentive husband lately.
Mrs. White, would this be easier if we stepped outside for a minute?
No. Nope. I'm fine right here.
I'm going to level with you, ma'am. If you want your husband out of the house, you're going to have to help me out. Is it possible maybe he's broken any laws that you know of? Anything at all? Anything that we can work with here, just tell me. Even if you just got a suspicion of wrongdoing, I can work with that. I'll get him out of the house for you. What's your take on all this?
It's my mom's fault. She won't even say what my dad did. And it's because he didn't do anything. I don't know why she's being this way. My dad... He is a great guy.
Well, son,
sorry, ma'am. There's no legal basis for us to remove your husband from the house. Next time you feel like things are getting out of control, you should call this number. This is the family hotline. I'd really look into some counseling.
That's lucky, folks.
Listen, thank you, officers. We're sorry.
Why you gotta do this to Dad?
Junior, wait, come on. Don't blame your mother for this.
The housewarming kid. Don't look so glad to see me.
Thanks.
Interesting decor. It's subtle. Old minimalist thing never really blew my hair back, but hey. So, how are you doing? Staying clean?
Good.
I was kind of worried that you were back to old habits since I didn't hear from you. Realize how stupid it is to ignore your counsel's phone calls. I mean, what if I was trying to warn you that the DEA was going to kick down your door? What then?
Why don't you spare me the sermon and get to why you're here?
Fair enough. Remember the other day when I brought up the idea of you getting back in touch with your partner? Well, I kind of wanted to refloat that boat. I'm not suggesting that you yourself get back to cooking. I mean, you being in rehab and all. I only want you to convince the master chef to do his thing, so... What do you say?
Sure, man, whatever.
Okay, whatever what? I mean, you gonna call him?
I said I'll handle it. Now balance, will you? Please?
Final thought. Look at this place. Your house poor. You got no bankroll. If you get the maestro cooking again, I'll make it worth your while. Call him.
Trader. Yes, sir. Yeah, what's up? Yeah? Wow! That's great news, sir. Thank you. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You bet on that. Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks again, sir. I really appreciate you stepping to the plate. Thank you.
You gonna keep me in suspense or what? What's the good news?
Mercury called in a couple of favors. El Paso wants me back. Ah!
Hey, man, congrats, man. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah.
Señores, bienvenidos. Gracias por venir. ¿Algún problema cruzando?
El día que no pueda cruzar la frontera es el día que me retiro.
Por favor, pasen. Siento que no sea así de Asia.
Discúlpame, Gustavo. Por supuesto, debimos avisarte. Es tu territorio y tenías el derecho de bendecirte a orden, pero no había razón por creer que ese hombre era pendiente tuyo.
Pues sí, me importa.
Entonces estás trabajando con este Heisenberg.
No lo conozco por ese nombre, pero sí. Nunca he escondido que siempre y conduce a negocios con ciertos proveedores.
Y usted y yo todavía ganamos dinero juntos.
Nunca ha afectado nuestras relaciones.
Pero don Salamanca tenía un sobrino que se llamaba Tuco.
Sí, sabía de él.
Y a lo mejor también sabes que don Salamanca fue su mentor en el negocio. Lo trataba como un hijo. Y cuando don Salamanca ya no pudo seguir en el negocio, Tuco tomó su lugar. Era el mero mero al norte de la frontera. Fue leal. Y este Heisenberg, Walter White, era uno de los proveedores locales de Tuco, hasta que traicionó a Tuco. Ya sabes, la sangre se paga con sangre. Los primos de Tuco tienen derecho a vengarse. La familia Salamanca, el cartel, todos están unidos en este asunto.
Don Salamanca, señores, siento su pérdida profundamente. Por favor, acepte mis condolencias. No tengo ningún problema con sus deudas, pero presentemente estoy involucrado con este señor. Cuando nuestros negocios se terminen, no me importará lo que hagan con él. Hasta entonces, lo
necesito vivo.
Con su permiso, señores.
Yo no te digo cómo freír tus pollos, Gustavo. Así que no debes meterte en la política de mi organización.
¿Acaso no manejo mi propio territorio?
Pues claro que sí. Les aconsejaré que tengan paciencia. Pero te recomiendo que termines tu negocio con este hombre rápidamente. O arriesgas perder el apoyo del cartel. Eso sería imprudente. ¿Y esos chamacos que están ahí adentro? No puedo garantizar que pongan atención. Ellos no son como tú y yo.
Skylar, can I use the bathroom?
What do you mean? Against your will?
Yes. Very much against my will. He showed right back up, and he doesn't want a divorce. Won't even consider it. I called the police on him. I was so close.
So close to what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Skylar, I can't advise you properly if you don't give me all the facts. Understand, I'm bound by the attorney-client privilege to keep everything you tell me a secret. I can't tell a soul unless you authorize me to.
Even if it's something illegal.
Especially if it's illegal. I'm your lawyer, not the police. My job is to protect you.
Methamphetamine.
Your husband's a drug dealer.
A manufacturer. Technically, they
They call them cooks. I looked it up on the internet.
This is my advice, and you should take it. Sue your husband for divorce immediately. Let me go to the police and tell them what you just told me. I'll go in ex parte to get a restraining order from the court today. If he comes anywhere near you and your children, he'll go straight to jail. No questions asked. This is a no-brainer. It's the best thing for you and your family.
I don't want my son to find out that his father is a criminal. I can't do that to him.
In the end, it may not be up to you. Drug dealers have a way of getting caught.
Walt has lung cancer. His treatment bought him some time, but the doctors, they all say that sooner or later. I can't see why I should lay all this on my family when things may resolve themselves on their own without anyone else knowing.
And did I lose a bet or something? What are we doing in this shit?
Max,
this is the kind of place you get knifed. You should went to Chili's, man.
All right, already, jeez.
Back Steakhouse. It's not too late. They got that blooming onion.
Won't spice things up a little, huh?
This spice looks like it's been through a couple of guys already.
So when are you headed back down to El Paso?
You know, packing and arrows.
The production roll maybe a week or two.
Week or two? Come on, man. I'd be dying to get back in the action.
Yeah, well, it's not like there's nothing going on up here.
What are you talking about?
Ain't Jack going on up here. Quiet as hell. Get your head.
Bartender's probably holding.
Right. What you doing?
On APD, what do you think?
So why can't we handle a couple of dirt balls?
Come on, man. Courtesy call. The vice is running some kind of undercover off.
Let's go. It's your turn to pay.
Yeah.
like his ass in here.
The number you have reached 1494985 in area code 505 is no longer in.
Isaac wants to see you.
And?
We're hanging back. Saw a deal go down. I went outside to call it in. You stayed to keep an eye on the suspects. That's when they attacked you. What I didn't tell them is that you left your gun under the seat before you went back inside.
Terrible thing. But I did it for a good reason. I did it for us. That is college tuition for Walter Jr. and Holly. 18 years down the road. That is health insurance for you and the kids. For Junior's physical therapy, his SAT tutor. It's money for groceries. Gas. For birthdays and graduation parties. So that money is for this roof over your head. the mortgage that you are not going to be able to afford on a part-time bookkeeper's salary when I'm gone.
Walt,
please. Please. Listen to me. I didn't steal it. It doesn't belong to anyone else. I earned it. The things I've done to earn it. The things I've had to do. I've got to live with them. Skylar, all that I've done, all the sacrifices that I have made for this family, all of that will be for nothing if you don't accept what I've earned. Please. I'll be here when you get home from work. You can give me your answer then. This guy? Good. I like it looks.
Good. Are your kids home?
Thanks for having me over for dinner.
Sure.
Hey, Skylar. I'm, cooking dinner. Pot roast. Could you? Thank you for driving Walter Jr. to school for us. We've been kind of absent. this really pitched in. Look, I just want to say that I feel good about our talk this morning, and I'm very eager to hear what you're thinking about what we talked about. But, you know, whenever you're ready, then, of course. Honesty is good, don't you think?
Salad, okay?
Okay.
Really? No. I'll be like salad, but...
Good.
Thanks, darling.
Thank you.